Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The stretch by Minter. Polanco a lead, and the lefties 3-2 on the way. Swing and a fly ball deep to left field. And this one is goodbye baseball. A walk-off two-run home run for Mitch Garver. And the Mariners win it. They win it 2-1 over the Atlanta Braves. Garver with his fist in the air, rounding second, ready for the ovation. And greeting his teammates at home plate, a high five for Manny Ecta. Garver tosses his helmet, slams it down, being mobbed by his teammates. The Mariners with a walk-off win tonight over the Atlanta Braves.
Ah, yes, what a beautiful baseball game last night as the Mariners walk off Atlanta. They take the first game of the series and an absolute thriller, a great pitching matchup, and the Mariners end up on top. They win 2-1. I had a completely different podcast ready to post for you today, but I guess we'll wait till tomorrow for that one because this game deserved its own podcast. Just brilliant, brilliant pitching from Bryce Miller, who was just outstanding against Atlanta.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip right back to Cal Raleigh's glove. Bryce Miller is letting it eat tonight, and especially against Ronald Acuna Jr. He just struck him out on three fastballs. That's his sixth strikeout tonight. The 2-2. Strike three called. He locked him up with a splitter. It's a career night for Bryce Miller. 10 punchouts against the game's best lineup, the Atlanta Braves.
7 innings of 2-hit, 1-run ball, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts against one of the best offensive teams, if not the best offensive team in baseball. He puts the finishing touches on just a brilliant month of April. It's pretty shocking to look at what Bryce Miller and his teammate Logan Gilbert did in the month of April, just in terms of how similar the 2 months were. They were both two of the best pitchers in the American League for the month of April. Just think about it this way. Logan Gilbert, a 2.03 ERA in April. Bryce Miller, a 2.04 ERA in April. Logan threw 40 innings. Miller just behind that at 35 and a third. 9 runs allowed by Logan, 8 runs allowed by Bryce Miller. 44 Ks for Gilbert, 39 Ks for Miller. Their whips, Gilbert 0.80, Miller 0.88. Average against, Gilbert 163, Bryce Miller 156. I think you get the point at this point. A devastating and dynamic 1-2 punch in April for both Gilbert and Miller. And the Mariners continued with their rotation to be ridiculously dominant. The rotation ERA, I mean, you look at the last 17 games now for the rotation, back to April 10th. I mean, this is starting to wind your way to a full month of baseball. Their last 17 starts, they've allowed 18 earned runs. It's absurd, this run that's going on. An ERA of 1.53. You get to the point where when your ERA coming into a start was 1.55, it gets really hard to continue to lower it. At some point, it becomes nearly impossible. But the rotation continues to do it. It has been filthy. The bullpen, of course, has been great as well. The dominant pitching continues. And this was just a thrilling win for the Mariners. Let's start with Bryce Miller and the conversation with the Mariners starter last night.
Bryce, we know how unique your four-seam fastball is. We know how much confidence you have in it. But what is it telling you early when you're able to just basically exclusively throw that early against that lineup and get those kind of results?
Going into it, like that's what I did last year against them. So that was kind of the game plan. But I just knew, like, last time when I through against him. I didn't have the sinker, didn't have the splitter, so I felt pretty good coming into it.
How much do you adjust the game plan, or you know, kind of continue to go off of what's working versus, I don't know, maybe what you're scouting going into this one, continuing to stay with the fastball?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my debut. One thing Cal told me was I threw a lot of fastballs that day, and I came in and I was like, I never threw this many fastballs in a game. And he's like, well, we're gonna keep riding it till they hit it. So yeah, I mean, if it's working early, we're gonna keep going with it and try to adjust as the game goes. But you could tell early it was working, so we stuck with it.
Right, so you're super aggressive in the zone right away too. After the last start, was that kind of a priority? Get ahead early, find that rhythm that you were kind of lacking the last time out?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always the goal, you know, get ahead early, get ahead and attack. I'm at my best when I attack with the heater, and then they have to adjust to the other stuff. I thought last start I threw a lot of splitters, so it was, I don't know, it's everything's better whenever I'm getting ahead and like attacking with the heater.
Bryce, can you describe what it's like to be in a pitcher's duel like that, where you look up and after six innings you both have a no-hitter going?
Yeah, it's cool. It's you know, he's a great pitcher. He's been around for a while, so he knows what he's doing. But it's fun. But I have fun whenever we got the lead. But if we got the lead all game, we can't hit a walk off. So it's fun either way. It's a fun game.
Can you describe that? What's it like to throw a game like you did, and then watch that ball go out?
Yeah, I was doing arm care, and I had to run out there, and I threw my phone across the locker room, so I wouldn't have it, and ran out there, and everybody's fired up, so we had fun.
You get out of that seventh inning, give up the run. Strand Albies at second base. Scott said that was as impressive as anything you did all night. What are you thinking there? What are you trying to do just to kind of get through that, those last three guys, the heart of their lineup there?
I mean, you know, I knew it was a big spot. It was 1-0, so 1-0 feels a lot better than 2-0. So just trying to, you know, get ahead and throw strikes and, you know, try to keep us in it the best I could.
Bryce, when did you know, like, did you look up at any point and say, oh, I haven't allowed a base runner? Or did you know in your mind, like, I'm rolling, I haven't allowed any base runners yet?
No, I knew. I mean, I go in and I look at the iPad between innings and, like, look at the pitches. So, I knew, but I was frustrated with the walk. it was one of those things where I saw how he reacted to the first pitch, and then I'm like, all right, I guess he's not swinging. So then I'm like, all right, just throw it down the middle, and then I threw four balls. So that wasn't very cool of me, but it's in the back of your mind, but you know, I'm just trying to go one pitch, one at bat, and one inning at a time.
We've seen you mixing in the off-speed and secondary stuff so much lately, and this really felt almost like a vintage Bryce Miller outing with being so fastball heavy. How does it help you knowing that you have all those other things in the back of your pocket to go to?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it helps the confidence, and you know, like I said not too long ago, like last year, if the fastball wasn't working, or like if I gave up a couple hits on it, then it's like I'm just gonna keep throwing it and see what happens. Whereas now it's like I have other stuff, and like third time through, like they were seeing stuff they hadn't seen yet, so or they hadn't seen much of. So it definitely helps, and it's big with, you know, getting into the step or back half of the game, like seeing the lineup for two or three, four times. That's whenever it really helps.
How much does that help your confidence?
I mean, I'd say I'm a pretty confident guy, but it's easy to get less confident if you give up a couple hits on the heater, and then you're like, this guy's already last at bat saw five heaters, so then I'm just throwing it again. So it definitely helps. But like I said, I'm trying to attack with the heater and work off of it.
What's it like sitting and watching four games and starting pitching, doing what you guys are doing so consistently right now, and then you get your turn? Just what this has been like almost 3 weeks in a row now where you guys are just so dominant. What's it been like kind of watching these other guys and then yourself being able to go out there and contribute?
Yeah, I mean, spring training, we knew we were going to be good on the mound. So it's every day, you know, it's a lot of fun to go out and watch the other guys pitch. And then, like, whenever it's our turn, like, we know it's time to go out and compete. And we're going to do what we do and attack. And it's, you know, like I've said before, we're all similar, but we're different, and we have different ways to get guys out. And but it's a lot of fun. Like I can learn something from anybody in our staff, and just by watching them. So it's good, and it's fun knowing like every game, you know, we're gonna have a chance.
And Max Fried, who got the start for the Braves, six hitless, scoreless innings. He walked a couple, struck out seven. The Mariners finally came through with their first hit in the eighth. It had a golden opportunity to score, didn't do it. But finally, Mitch Garver coming through. Garver has been grinding, no doubt, but this is one he can feel great about. It's funny when you watched it. I mean, it was almost more relief than anything else as he hit the home run to win it for the Mariners. Here's what he said after the ball game.
What are you looking for, and what's your approach kind of in that moment?
Something up in the zone, honestly. Something up that I could hit. The 3-0 looked like it was off to me. It felt off, but it was probably a perfect pitch. I was going to be on the heater and then, you know, try to lay off the change up, try to battle with that pitch. But yeah, he threw the cutter in there and I just reacted to it.
What's going through your mind, leaves your bat? It's like you kind of threw your hands up and dropped the bat a little bit. Was that just
relief? Relief that the game was over. I mean, we had an opportunity. We had plenty of opportunities to score that game. It was a good pitching duel. We left some runners out there in the eighth, and you know I know like in opportunities like that we score those runs. You know, we got Julio and Mitch up, and like we're scoring runs there. It was just tough pitching all night tonight on both sides.
It's relief, but what does that feel like? I mean, most of us will never have that moment of walk off to win a game at your home stadium. What's that like?
That was my first career walk off in professional baseball, so walk-off home run. So that was pretty special for me. And in a time where things aren't going my way and I'm not feeling quite like myself, to be able to come through for the team in any way, shape, or form is like a huge W. So I was really happy for that.
I was going to say, you've been grinding pretty hard. On the road trip, you hit some balls hard, but they were all on the ground. I mean, like, is that you're trying to find that spot, right, where you can kind of elevate? I mean, because it seemed like you're just peppering the third base. And
yeah, I know.
100-mile-per-hour balls.
Yeah, I've been chopping some balls lately, but it's just the nature of the beast, man. This game is brutal and unforgiving. So even if you hit it hard, it's right at somebody, or it's just off the barrel. But it's a very it's a good game. The game gives back to you at times too. So I mean, being able to ride the waves of the game is pretty cool.
What was it like in the clubhouse, in the dugout after that eighth inning ends and that rally doesn't pan out, and then just got to, you know, move on, get one more shot in the ninth? What's going through your head? What would you feel the guys feeling?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, like I said before, really good pitching tonight, both sides of the ball. You can't deny that. But we missed those opportunities there. Bases loaded, had Julio up, and I really thought Julio was going to come through and do it for us, and we know how this game works. It's really hard, and give it to the next guy, and they just made their pitches. And so, you know, it started in the ninth. Polo gets on, first pitch swing and hit that single. I wasn't really trying to, like, think big thoughts or anything, just trying to hit something hard that way, you know, not necessarily on the ground or anything. So just good process, good results.
What have you been doing lately, just to, again, you're grinding, but how do you kind of keep your head above water going through a stretch like this?
I think the best thing for me is just like controlling what I can control, right? I come in every single day with the same effort and attitude that I can, and I cannot chase results. I cannot fight against umpires. I cannot blame people. Like, this is me. Like, I have to do this myself. It's nobody else. And every time I drop a ball to third baseman, like, it's all me. So that's what I can control. I can control running hard, preparing the way I know how, being a good father and husband. Like, those are the things that I can control to put myself in the best position to play this game.
Is it harder as a DH when after those ABs you're not going back out onto the field and you're just not getting that chance to have the other side of the game?
Yeah, it is, for sure. I mean, I've played the most mentally intensive position for the majority of my career. And to leave that position and become a DH, it's challenging, but it's rewarding at the same time, because I, you know, the times that you do get to contribute, like, they're super rewarding. And it's a hard position, and I think every player in the game will tell you that. So just being able to learn the position and try to get better at it and improve anyway.
Mitch, you talked about how good this pitching starting staff was. I know it beats you up, but would you like to get behind the dish and catch one of these starters a little bit, the run they've been on? I mean, this is 15, 16 quality starts in a row right now.
It's impressive. It really is. And, I got to tip my cap to these guys because, the advanced department does a really good job. Our pitching coaches do a really good job of preparing our guys. And then Cal and Sebi are back there just putting in the hours. I mean, they work really hard at what they do, and they game plan, and the way they can manipulate the game and go through game situations is really impressive. So it's been really fun to watch. And I think, the league's on notice that this pitching staff is legit.
So would you want to get back there and catch just one maybe?
Yeah.
Catch a Kirby outing?
Let's do it.
And here's Scott Servais talking about a thrilling win.
Good pitching, timely hitting, W. Simple.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, a lot to talk about here tonight, starting with the two guys on the mound. Max Fried is a really good pitcher. We knew that going in. He's got really good stuff. He knows how to pitch. But Bryce matched it and even outdid him in my mind. And the fact that, it was as good as outing as we've seen Bryce maybe ever have here against a really quality team. They can swing the bats. They're really aggressive. And he was locating the fastball, got enough off-speed pitches going. Some kind of electric fastball he was featuring tonight. But, the dual no-no through six innings, you never know how that game's going to work out. But credit to our guys. I thought the biggest three outs of the game were certainly after Bryce gave up the hit and then the run to get the next three guys out. That was fantastic. That just shows me so much where he's at, where maturity-wise. So many guys, when they have a night like that going and it starts to get away from them, they just lose it. And he did not, which is a real credit to him. So the guys coming in after him as well, our bullpen. Those are guys that, Bolton and Vody, great job to keep it right there. You're going to have to figure out a way to get a big hit late. Thought it was going to come there in the eighth inning. Weren't able to find it, with Julio and Hanny, but happy for Garv, huge swing, good matchup for Garv. The left-hander out there, he worked himself into a good count and put a great swing on the ball. So, again, nice way to start this series. Obviously, they have a good team. We know that. We have a good team. We're not even moving offensively like I know we can, but you got to still find a way to win these games because our pitching has been fantastic. I can't say enough. Every night. And tomorrow night, I know we run Luis Castillo out there, and I know he'll be looking to do the same thing. And it's tough to do it night in and night out, especially against good teams like that. But pitching great. I can't say any more about that, but I'll take any questions.
We saw it with George a couple nights ago. We've seen it with all your starters at different points. But when Bryce, you mentioned his fastball, when he's got to go in that early and with this lineup and challenging them only going to that fastball, what does that tell you early when he's established it like that?
Well, you kind of look at the swings that they had first time through the lineup. And even, they're just like they weren't on it at all. They're not seeing it. And, Bryce has a unique delivery. It's coming over the top, but it's got some kind of ride on the fastball with the four-seamer. And since he's added the two-seam fastball, now it's two totally different pitches. And working both sides of the play. Again, Cal, awesome job tonight. I don't think you pitch a game like that. The catcher has so much to do with putting the right fingers down and moving it around. It's not just say, he had one special pitch tonight. He was using them all. And you have to do that to get through lineups multiple times. But, Bryce Miller is he's a unique cat. It's big Tex. It's always big Tex. And it's who he is. He didn't get too high, didn't get too low, and we saw it play out tonight.
Okay, you don't get the bases loaded breakthrough in the eighth, but you come through in the ninth. What did you see just in the dugout from the mentality of continuing to fight there?
Yeah, guys know. Even I said the polo about the sixth inning. I said, great game tonight, isn't it? He laughed. He goes, it is a good game. I just had a feeling, if we could just – I thought it was going to happen in the eighth. I really did when we got the pinch hit, at hits from Rojas and Rayleigh, top of lower order coming up. They didn't come through. The other guys picked him up after that. And that's, Polo's a veteran. He's been around leading off the ninth inning. Garver's not going to panic, even though they're not getting off to the starts they hope they got off to here. We have a lot of baseball to go, and they've proven themselves in this league, and it shows up late in games.
What have you seen out of Garver in particular these last few weeks to kind of keep his head above water? And keep
I think he can breathe now. Yeah. He got a big hit, you know, and once you get a big hit when you join a new team, it does help. You know, you feel like you're really helping. But, you know, he's picked it up of late. He's hit a few homers. He's not where he needs to be yet. But good sign for him is when he's tracking the ball. He still has at bats tonight. He's deep in counts. He works a walk. Like, when he's swinging at the right pitches, good things happen. And that's what he's got going here lately.
Scott Max was obviously very good tonight for them, too. What did you think about the quality of your at-bats through his part of the outing before you kind of got to the late innings?
He's an elite left-handed starter in this league. He's got so many weapons. We see the slow curveball. He's got the ability to board the fastball in on the righties, and he's got some cut to it. It's a unique delivery. He's super athletic. He's very competitive. He's smart. He's got everything you're looking for out there. And you know it's going to be a low-scoring game. You figure that, you know, you can maybe get a couple guys on, create something, but there was not a whole lot to do against him tonight. So credit to him. You know, lucky for us, Bryce matched him. Maybe went a little longer in the game, did a little bit better.
For Bryce, compared to Texas, just not a lot of deep counts tonight. How much did you see him kind of get into a rhythm compared to his last start and be able to execute?
Yeah, they were aggressive. They know the hitter's coming. And as a hitter, you go up there and the other guys challenge you with the fastball, you're going to be swinging. Because everybody believes they can hit the fastball, otherwise they wouldn't be in this league. But it's like I said, it's a unique fastball. The fact that he was able to keep his pitch count in check, I thought the double play he got early really helped, you know, move things along there. But, again, our starting pitching is really fun to watch. And, you know, there's so much that goes into it. I don't think people understand. They are super talented, and it starts with the guys on the hill. But, you know, our pitching coaches, the catcher, the game planning, the in-game adjustments that happen – you can have all the talent to throw as hard as you want. You got to be able to move the ball around and pitch to lineups, and our guys are doing a fantastic job with that night in and night out.
All right, so the roll continues. The Mariners trying to win their fifth straight series. They'll get two more cracks at Atlanta to try and do that. Of course, Atlanta's been the best team in baseball, the best record in baseball. Luis Castillo will get the ball tonight, 6:40. Reynaldo Lopez will go for Atlanta, who's been great. A starter converted from reliever, an ERA of 0.70 coming into the start tonight. He's been fabulous. Emerson Hancock will get the ball day baseball on Wednesday. But the Mariners will get two more cracks at the Braves to try and win another series. It's something Aaron and I talked about before the game yesterday, kind of what we were hoping to see in this series.
Gary, the Atlanta Braves come to town because the Mariners are a National League team.
They might as well be.
I don't know right? If you caught that. It was, I would say, late-breaking news.
It feels like to me the Mariners have played the Rangers in the American League, and that's been it.
I mean,
that's the way it's felt.
Honestly, without looking, I don't know the answer to this, but I know what my heart tells me,
yes.
Gary. Have the Mariners played more games against National League teams this year than American League teams? They have, right?
I think there's only three series against American League
teams. I want to say this is the fifth series against an NL team.
Yeah, for sure. It's more games against the NL. Look at the list.
No, I want to do this. No, I don't want to look at a list,
okay,
Gary.
We're
pros. You ready? Let's do this. The Cubs, were they the first? The Brewers were the first. Doesn't matter. They played both of them. The Brewers and the Cubs.
Yes.
The Reds.
Yes.
The Rockies.
Yes.
We just played a team from the National League. Is that right? Who did the Mariners just play? The Arizona Diamondbacks. That's five.
Uh-huh.
This would make six.
This will be six. They've actually played a lot more games against the National League.
What is going on? Is this a strategic thing?
It's new. I don't know. Like, it seems...
Let's go National
League. Yeah, it's new schedule, obviously. You're playing everybody, but this seems very random.
Okay, American League teams. I don't remember this from memory. I don't remember that from memory.
Cleveland, Boston.
Yep. Okay, good. Toronto.
Toronto.
Texas.
Yeah, four. So four. That's I it. Thought it was three. It was four. Yeah.
Can I tell you my hopes and dreams for this series? I take that pause as a yes.
I can't wait to hear your hopes and dreams.
The Braves are, they're an adequate team, Gary.
That's what they are?
Yeah. Some might say that they have the best record in baseball.
Yeah, some might say they're the best team in baseball. Dodgers fans may disagree, but...
All right, Braves are very good. Well, the Mariners have played exceptionally well, right? We know that. They've won four straight series.
Right.
This is the biggest step up in weight class the Mariners have experienced this year, and almost any team would experience when you play the Braves. They're kind of on another level right now and have been for some time probably. I want the Mariners... to at least win a game.
Okay.
So don't get swept. Win at least one game. Be in every game. Don't get boat raced.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if you take a game two, that means you had a 500 homestand, which going into this homestand, this is a really difficult one on paper.
For sure.
Like you're facing, you know, the Diamondbacks, a team that was in the World Series last year. Atlanta, who has the best record in baseball. This was a really tricky homestand. So if you finish 500, that's great. Now, if you take this series, man.
Then you're going to the World Series.
I mean, it continues what has been a really good stretch. You've won four series in a row. The pitching has been off the charts. I will say that I don't think you can expect a 1.5 ERA to continue through this series. Atlanta's just too good offensively, and I think the Mariners will have to be better offensively in this series if they're going to take the series. So the pitching has to be really good, again, without expecting, you know, to shut out Atlanta, because I don't think that's realistic. But the offense is going to have to be better to take a series against a team like this.
I agree wholeheartedly. The Mariners will lose a series again at some point this year. And the Braves end up winning more series than they lose based on their track record. All that to say, if the Mariners drop 2 out of 3 to wrap up this homestand against Atlanta, it doesn't mean that the Mariners are a bad 100%. Team.
I
mean,
this is
we need to know who is coming to town here, which I think if the Mariners end up winning this series, that just puts even more water in the bucket for how well the Mariners are playing.
You look at it the same way as the Texas series, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Very true.
Had the Mariners lost that series,
on the road in Arlington?
That's right. And just like the Rangers lost that series, but we don't look at them differently.
Yes, I do. Gary, that's where we disagree. No, I think we're on the same page wholeheartedly. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this one. We all are. This is going to be a really fun one. Right now, the team with the best record in baseball.
Yeah, and so far, so good for the Mariners as they beat Atlanta. We'll see what happens in the next couple of games. So, we have another pod coming your way tomorrow. One you'll enjoy. We have a lot of good conversations coming up in the pod tomorrow. Another good one right now, Shannon Dreher sat down with Luis Urias, who has played really well at third base, just like Rojas. They've been a good combo at third base, so we get a chance to get to know Luis Urias a little bit better.
I love him. It's pretty small, so pretty much everybody knows each other, but I love him. I have the chance, you know, to come back. I go visit my parents. You know, I like being here, obviously. I like being in the States, but, like, you know, our culture in Mexico, where I grew up, that's what I like to be. So every time that I have the chance to go back, I go and visit my parents.
So if we were to visit there and all of a sudden appear there on a Saturday afternoon, what would we see?
Well, we got really good food.
Okay.
We got really good food. What else? It's like, they call them like Magic Town. They name a couple small towns in the whole republic in Mexico, like the most like beautiful.
Okay.
They call them like Magic Town. Oh. So it's one of them, like historic, kind of like old, but pretty beautiful.
How did you learn about baseball? What's your first baseball memory there?
Just playing with my brother, I'll say. You know, having my older brother playing baseball. You know, I was a little kid that I was trying to do everything that my brother was doing, you know?
Right.
My dad, he kind of, like, forced me to play when I was a little. I was only, like, 6 years old, right? But, like, I was kind of, like, shy to go out and play because my house, I was always playing with my brother. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to join in a team. Mm-hmm. And my dad, like, kind of, like, forced me. He took me. But I really like it, like, right away. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing baseball since I was 6 years old.
When did you know that you might be able to play baseball for a living?
I saw my brother going professional, mm-hmm. and I kind of told myself, if he can do it, I might do it too, you know? Mm-hmm. And everything worked out so far.
Did you?
My mom was going crazy.
Your mom was going crazy?
Yeah,
why?
She didn't want me to play baseball because she's a teacher. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you got to go to school. Because in Mexico, it's different, you know, like, you cannot go to college and play baseball at the same time,
okay.
like people do here.
Right.
So my mom was going crazy, but she's happy now.
She wanted you to go to college?
Yeah, but not anymore. You know? She's happy now.
Well, the question is, if you weren't a baseball player and you did go to college, what would you have studied?
Oh, no, good question. Maybe a pilot.
Oh.
Or I have an idea. Pilot, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Do you like to travel?
I like to travel fast. You know?
Okay. Got to be careful with that. So, growing up and having a brother who played and who still plays, so you've got to be very proud of that. What is it like to have that person who goes through the same things that you go through and is that close and you can talk to about all the game?
I think it's really, you know, amazing. Probably we never thought to be at this level. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just kids trying to play baseball and, you know, hopefully we can make it to the big leagues in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so far, we made it to the big leagues here. It's probably the best baseball in the world. And, you know, having him, he really understands me, and I understand him. I know what he goes through, and he understands what I go through. So I think that's really amazing. Even if we don't talk every day, like, we support each other.
Have you guys played each other? Have you had a series against him before?
Last year we had our first one. I was in Milwaukee and he was with Baltimore, and they were to Milwaukee, and he hit a homer against us. we have a cool picture at my house. I'm standing at third base and he's just running in front of me.
That's beautiful. What do you remember about your big league debut?
I was skinny. I don't know, just my family being there, I think that was pretty cool. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast, but, like, being able to see my parents, my friends, you know, in the stands, I think that was the best memory that I had.
It was against Seattle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was King Felix, he was pitching. I was really nervous.
What do you remember seeing from King Felix?
Honestly, I was kind of like in shock, you know. I was like, oh my God, I'm facing King Felix. And, you know, he was a guy that I grew up watching, that I grew up, you know, playing video games with his, you know, with his player. And, you know, being able to make the debut against him, it was pretty cool. I wanted to hit so bad against him, but I couldn't get it. I went 0-3.
You had to wait the next day.
Yeah.
You got three hits the next day.
Yeah. But, you know, it would be cool to the first MLB hit say King Felix, you know?
Right. You got Erasmo Ramirez. Hey, but do you remember the first, you were at second base in your debut, I believe?
Yeah, I was at second base.
Do you remember the first person you threw out?
Yeah.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, right away in spring training. Hey, remember when you hit it that way? Yeah, it was, you know, in the presentations that we introduced ourselves in spring training, they came out with the video. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was funny.
Such a small baseball world that can happen, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, being able to play against him and now being his teammate, I think it's really cool, you know, especially like he, you know, see him in working and see him in, like, go through every day is pretty amazing, and you can learn from just watching.
What's something you've learned from him?
I feel like consistent. Like, you don't know if he had a bad game or a good game. He's always doing his same routine. Mm-hmm. His mindset is really professional, I'll say.
Yeah.
And sounds really easy to say, but really hard to do.
It's a good way to put that. My last question for you is what is your favorite part when you get to the baseball stadium every day between the beginning and the end of the game? What do you like most about your baseball day?
Well, winning is fun. Obviously, we're not going to win every game, but, you know, being in this team is really fun because we have really good pitchers, and obviously, I feel like everybody is a really good player. And, you know, obviously winning is the best. Like I said, we're not going to win every day, but, like, just being around those guys, like, creating those memories, and I think that's the best part.
Well, it's really good to get to know you a little bit better. Next time we'll talk baseball, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Luis.
Thank you.